Hello, hello, Radish Farm, and thank you so much for joining me on the 7th episode of Mamamoo Gossip Corner, where your latest and greatest comes from yours truly, DJ Abby. Alright, my misters and my sisters, what is going on? You know, actually, I felt like publishing or uploading another episode this week because I just felt so bad that I didn't publish or upload on Monday this week. Because usually that is the time when I usually upload, and you know, I'm just like, you know what? I might as well throw another episode out there because it seems that there needs to be a little talking to two communities that I have in mind. So let's see, later this morning, I was recently at my job, and actually, I think it was maybe a little while ago, I put out a tweet, and I kind of mentioned or gave like a little teaser as to what I do for a job. And so you know what, I might as well, because you know I like to keep my life kind of private, but I like to, you know, kind of throw a little something out there just so you all can know me a little bit better. So when I started off as a sophomore in college, I wasn't really working then because I was a full-time student. And I was putting out like some interviews and just looking for ways to make money. But at the same time, I had my studies and, you know, so there wasn't really much I could do until I was approached on Facebook by this company called, I won't say the city, but I'll just say the state. So it's called Ohio Princess Parties. And what they do essentially is they have, or they hire people, usually younger, maybe like young, maybe like 18 years old, up to maybe like mid-20s. And what we do is we dress up as characters, usually like Disney characters or possibly like, I don't know. I know, like, there was one time someone dressed up as, like, a Power Ranger or someone from Paw Patrol, if anyone knows what that is. So anyways, I was approached during my sophomore year, which was maybe about 2 years ago by now. And when I was approached, it was through Facebook, like, on Messenger. And the owner asked me if I was interested in being hired. Basically, the reason why I was hired was because at the time, I was a part of my theater group, and I'm not right now, but I used to be, like, a real big musical theater nerd, and so with that said, she asked me, like, oh, so, I mean, that means that you have, like, a lot of charisma, I mean, you have really good looks, I could see you, like, being, do you like sing really well? Do you dance? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I do all that stuff. I mean, that's usually why I go to auditions for theater. So I did. And so she's just like, oh, well, I mean, we'd love to have you on board. We actually, one of our girls was just, she just transferred to a college that's out of state. So we're kind of like running short right now. And I said, well, oh my gosh, yeah, I mean, what basically would I have to do? So she explained to me that I would dress up as Disney princesses, and I would go around and just to all these children events, whether they be at libraries, festivals, even parties or for charities, I would go there and I would entertain children. Basically, I'd read a story, teach them a ballroom dance, maybe sing with them, and then like pictures, and we'll like maybe play a game. And so yeah, I've been doing that for the past 2 years. Let's see, I've dressed up, Elsa, I've dressed up as Ariel, I think one time, I dressed up as Princess Aurora, Cinderella, and I think that's all the princesses that I've done, but my most popular one is Elsa, because you can imagine Frozen is just like, you know, selling like hotcakes right now, especially with that second movie that just came out. I personally have not watched it, which is kind of funny considering that I know so much about it, but I've never even seen it, nor do I care even to see it, but that is tea for another time. But my favorite princess that I love to play is Cinderella. Because she's always been my favorite princess, like, since I was, God, when I was, like, 2. And, so, let's see. You know, my life is just, like, really busy because, you know, all the time I've been, like, and actually, wait a minute, really quick. I don't only do children's events, but I also do like adult events too. The other, let's see, earlier in October on a Wednesday, I dressed up as Alice from Alice in Wonderland, and I went to this tea room where these people were having like they were having like a what is it called? Like a trivia? Yeah, trivia. And I guess like people get really into it. So, of course, I dressed up as Alice and I went there and I was reading off trivia questions. And okay, not to brag, of course, but when I was there, there was this couple. There was it was him and his partner, and I think it was their moms that were with them, and they were dressed as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And if you don't know who they are, it's okay. It's just they're characters from the movie and the book. So, anyways, after they left, the owner of the tea room came up to me and said, "You know, that couple that was just in there, they've gone to the actual Alice in Wonderland official tea room that is based in London. And apparently, at that, there are people who dress up as the characters from the movie and they kind of act out the characters and entertain you while you eat and drink." And she said that they said that the couple said that you did a way better job at like entertainment than those people were at an official tea room. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, really?" And I just I don't know. It's like the little things. I always put a lot of effort into what I do, especially with the fact that, you know, like kids are like my favorite thing in the world, especially because I get to hang out with them. I get to see new ones like every single week. And I gotta admit, the pay's not bad either, especially with the fact that I can get tips. And it's I gotta say this, okay? And I don't really like to spread a lot of my personal life, but my grandma is super protective of me. And she wanted to know, like, because I told her, I was like, "Oh, grandma, like, I got a job." And she's just like, "Oh, really? Where are you going to be? Are you going to be at Macy's?" And I said, "Well, no." She's like, "Oh, are you going to work at JCPenney's?" I said, "No." And she's like, "Well, where else have you interviewed?" And I told her, I said, "Well, I met up at a diner with these two women who like hire girls my age to dress up as Disney princesses for like parties and stuff." And she's like, "Oh, well, are they gonna like be with you the entire time so you don't get like stolen?" I'm like, "Grandma, yeah, they're gonna be with me. I'm not gonna get stolen, you know, like it's so anyways, my whole family loves the fact that I get to be like a Disney princess for a living. And of course, I was thinking about like going away and possibly working at like Disney World or something, but I don't know. To me, that just doesn't seem like a stable job, especially because I plan on transferring to my dream college soon, which you know, I'm gonna be majoring in something pretty, you know, secure as far as like getting a job and stuff. But in summary, that is what I do for a job. And if you guys have any questions about it, please feel free to leave it in the comment of when I pin my tweet to my Twitter. And obviously, we need to get onto my movie recommendation because, as we know, it is spooky season and you girlies need something good to watch. So I have already suggested a horror movie. And if you didn't know what that was, it's called It Follows. I believe it's on Hulu. And if you have Hulu, good on you. If you don't, I think it's only like $4. So, you know, nothing too big. What another movie that you should watch, and I'm going to suggest to you a more, You know what? I might as well. I'm gonna introduce you a musical fame because after all, I am a musical theater nerd. And I want you all to look at The Nightmare Before Christmas. It is absolutely like it's just a fun movie. The plot is kind of stupid, but the music is fun, the characters are iconic. It's something everyone can enjoy. So please, you know, go check it out. That's a movie you can watch with everybody. And yeah, let's just get on to the topic today. Obviously, I told you all that we're going to be talking about two communities. We are going to be talking about the Radish community and the Blink community and what has been going on with them. Since the dawn of time, it seems that these two communities can just never get along. Well, we are going to get into that today, and I will see you soon. All right, girlies, so here we are with the first segment, and so obviously, it should come to no surprise that, you know, the Moos and the Blinks are not exactly friends, especially when it comes to Stan Twitter, Stan Facebook, or Stan Instagram. But because I'm more prevalent on Stan Instagram, Stan Twitter, I'm going to be talking about our relationship from Twitter. Now, I know that I've said in the past that this podcast is mostly for the news about Mamamoo, but also I like to talk about just the Moo community in general. And this is coming from my own perspective. You all know that I am part of a Mamamoo report team, and what we do is, you know, we go through all these tweets and we just try and protect the girls as much as we can in a more, in a respective space, I should say. Now, with that said, it's been known that it seems that with every tweet that I come across that's, I don't know, calling Hwasa racist, or saying that Moonbyul looks ugly, or Solar is a slut, or some, ridiculous stuff. It always seems that either the profile picture is a Blackpink picture, or when or even their Twitter handle, it happens to be Jisoo blank, or Jenny blank, you know, something like that. Or it just so happens that whenever one of these, if you follow like Korean music chart Twitter accounts, they will always, when they post something about Mamamoo or any girl from the group, usually there are always blinks underneath it that are posting their own fan cams. Now, why is this? Why do blinks have this passive-aggressive anger towards Mamamoo? Why do they possibly have passive-aggressive anger towards Moos? Well, I'll split them up into two segments. Hopefully, I can cover how Moos feel about blinks and how blinks feel about Moos, and then possibly come to a conclusion. Now, firstly, I would like to start with my own opinion, and like I've said before, I find it kind of confusing as to why blinks don't like Moos or Mamamoo. Sometimes I like to discern the both of them, because I'm going to say it right now, and this is a opinion that is almost uncomfortable for me to say, because I don't like to generalize people, because I know for a fact that there are good blinks out there. But with that said, you know, actually, I believe I phrased it best in a different way. Now, we all know that there are different halves of a certain stan group, right? There's the good stans, the edgy stans, and then the bad stans. Now, everyone knows that the bad blinks are called blonks. And then, you know, the good blinks are called blinks, obviously. But I have to say this, and this has come to no surprise that, you know, when you see a blink, or I should say blonk, that's acting up or trying to bring down another group, and this isn't even just for Mamamoo, blonks, they've been known to also bring down other groups, like Twice, BTS, Stray Kids, you name it. So whenever the blonks go after another group, it seems to me that either they're being shut down by other people, trying to say, hey, stop that, that's not nice, your group could never, I don't know, just other things. But see, I never see blinks trying to call out their own fandom. Now, why is this? I mean, I personally call out my own fandom when we act up. You know, if you watched or listened to my last episode, I called out Moos who don't stream. You know, I know Moos stuck at streaming. It's no surprise, but the fact is that, and my only question is, blinks, the good ones out there, if you're listening, why do I not see you calling out your own fandom? I mean, here's the thing, and I'm not saying, like, you need to put out a tweet saying, hey, blanks are bad, but I'm a good blank. Well, no, that's not what we're asking for. What I'm asking for is, why do I not see you in the comments saying, hey, you need to stop that? That's not what the girls, that's not what Jenny, Jisoo, Rosé, and Lisa would want. So why are you doing this? I never see that. And believe me, like I said before, when I talk about my opinion, I'm a little bit uncomfortable because I'm not really sure how to word it. But that is just what I'm feeling. Now, as far as blanks go, there is no end to... There is no, like, deep... There is no new low to them. There are so many levels of low with blanks that it's very unfortunate that the blank community has been resorted into being stereotyped as the worst K-pop fandom in history. I mean, let's be honest, okay? And I might actually just put out a situation. And of course, trigger warning, this is going to be talking about eating disorder. And if you, honestly, this actually will be my last subject, so if you want to skip this part, completely fine. Go ahead and listen to the next segment. There was this one blank that I came across, and I noticed that while I was reporting their tweets, which was targeting, telling this person, or they were encouraging suicidal thoughts to a certain person on Twitter. It didn't matter who this person was, but it just so happens that this blank was making threats. So while I was reporting their tweets, I did DM them because I noticed on their profile that they were making fun of people who were over, like, I'll just put out a number, like 120 pounds. They called those people fat or obese, and they kept saying that, or they were making snide remarks about idols who weren't skinny enough, or the fact that, you know, just all of these nasty things. And they'd even talked about their own eating disorder and how they were having hunger pains and, oh, I'm not allowed to eat today. I only had one piece of bread. Oh, that's it for today. Like, those type of things. So being the person that I am, and I don't mean this in a bragging way, but for some reason, I do feel worried for this person. I feel like I need to reach out to them. So I DM'd them. I even said, listen, I don't believe that Twitter is the place to be talking about your eating disorder. In fact, I even pointed out to them that you have tweets that are encouraging ED, which is terrible. That is not a healthy mindset. And I told it to this person. I said, that is not a healthy mindset. And I encourage you to seek out someone who has the expertise in this help, or you can even talk to me. Of course, this person responded by thinking that they're being edgy or funny and saying, like, oh, well, you sound like a fat person. And by the way, I'm not. I'm only like 140 pounds. That's not fat. And I don't know, they said, oh wow, you took away the only thing that made me happy. Like, eating disorder isn't a unhealthy mindset. You're just dumb. I'm sorry, but the word disorder is in that word, meaning that it is unhealthy, meaning that it's not good. And of course, this person, every time that I responded to them, I kept the patience, I kept everything, you know, trying to be a good person. You know, that is what the blank community is like. They don't care what you have to say. In fact, they would rather threaten you with, for instance, with this eating disorder. And that, I mean, I should just say not all blanks are like this, but this is one half of how low they will get. They encourage suicide, they encourage eating disorders, they encourage all of these bad things. And it's like, do you really even care about what you're putting out online? Now, this should come to no surprise again that most antis are like, what, 15, 12 years old, they feel like they have no responsibility for what they put on the internet, which hence why most 12-year-olds are seen as cringy, because they watch PewDiePie or they play their little Minecrafts. I sound like a boomer, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. Now, Moose, what I want you to take away from this segment is, now, not all blinks are bad, but when you see a blonk acting up, please call them out. And if a blink is watching right now, I encourage you to call out your own fandom. And with that, let's get on with the next segment. Alright, girlies, here we are, next segment. Now, this is going to be the last one, technically, but this is going to be about the Moose. Now, Moose, how have we dealt with blinks in the past, and when did this even start? Question mark? I mean, like I said before, I am a vet moo. I've been around for quite a while. I've dug and I've searched. I've looked through the tweets and the receipts, and what's been going on? I don't understand. And so I'm trying to come to a conclusion. Like I said, the tweets, receipts, when did this start? It's kind of like how, okay, if you're from America, and we all, if you know anything about America, it's that New Jersey has somehow irrational hatred for New York, and New York has an irrational anger for New Jersey. Again, no one knows how this started, but it just started for some reason, and it's been that way ever since. So, I'm trying to come to this conclusion, and I have a few theories. Now, being that Blackpink has possibly the biggest stan group, I should say this, they have the biggest girl group army in any K-pop group, and everyone knows that obviously the biggest boy group army is BTS. So, if we're looking at stan group community size, Blackpink has probably the biggest fan base. Now, with that said, obviously they stream like no other, and they're always at the top of the charts. And of course, I commend the girls for that, and I think that they have the best streaming strategy. That's great. But why do they hate on Mamamoo? What did they do? I mean, I understand Mamamoo has been the punching bag of the K-pop industry ever since they debuted, but that can't be the reason, right? Well, I think it is. After everything that I've been through and everything that I've, you girlies know from my segment that I'm talking about, it seems that is the reason why they just hate Mamamoo, is because, they've been the punching bag ever since they debuted. But another theory could be they possibly might be jealous. Now, of course, this is probably one of my more flimsy theories, because Blackpink is absolutely more profitable. They're more worldly wide known. They even have their own Netflix documentary coming out. I think it's already been released. But, they have all these things going for them. So why be jealous of Mamamoo? And to that I say, I don't even know. I mean, if they, and so it's kind of like, is it just like they just want to be bullies? And again, it's like, this is so freaking strange. I don't understand why they hate Mamamoo. I mean, we're a pretty decent and kind fan base, so Moose, it's almost like it's kind of an inside joke for us that whenever we see someone on Twitter going, "Oh, Mariah flopped," or "Moonbyul looks like a boy, she just wants to be a boy." Well, when we see the Twitter handle and see that it's some person with the name like Lisa in it or Rosé, it's like, oh great, the blonks are at it again. And so it's just, you gotta roll your eyes, And this is one thing that I've been wanting to discuss for a while because I want to understand why moose feel that, blinks are terrible, And to that I say, and I like to just kind of end on this, but I don't think that we should hate anybody. And this is probably coming from me. I know I'm very pure and I don't like to say that I hate anybody, but it's just, you can't really take what they say so personally. Because, like, remember what I said before about them acting like little children? They have no idea what they're saying. And so, but see, when you report them accordingly, and then you just ignore what they're saying, they will see the consequences. They'll either get restricted, banned, or their whole account gets deleted. You know what I'm saying? So if it comes to the point where you feel like, oh, just, I mean, it seems that every day there's a blog trying to come up with something new. Well, you know what? I would say make some blink friends and tell them, hey, would you mind calling out your own fandom? Actually, that reminds me of something. I was DMing a blink the other day. And actually, you know what? I'd like to put down their Twitter handle because they were actually super, I mean, just absolutely super. That's all I can really say. I mean, they were, let me think here. Oh, I'm sure I can find it, but they I can find it, I promise, I promise. They were super, super sweet, and oh darn, maybe oh, okay, great, 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 I found it, I think. No, I didn't. Wait, did I? Oh no, I didn't find it. Oh no, okay. Well, all right. So I know, well, I spoke to a blink the other day, and basically what we were saying was, she completely agreed with me that blogs have taken over the blink fandom. It's completely diseased. I'm pretty sure that's the word that she used, and it's just diseased, and she hates the fact that, oh wait, I found it. Awesome. Okay. So girlies, I'd like you to go follow at That's So Jenny One, the number one. And so I was talking to her and she goes, she was basically saying that she's so sorry for the, and actually I should actually put some context into this. They were talking about, at the time, Refund Sisters had just been, oh my gosh, I mean, they're charting everywhere, right? They're getting all these perfect kills, and it's going nuts, right? Well, blinks were starting to come into the comments and saying and calling Refund Sisters old hags, calling them a flop, all of this stuff. So while I'm trying to call them out, it's like all they're doing is just being totally annoying. I mean, they're posting their fan cams acting like this is a Blackpink post when it's not. And okay, so this person had DM'd me and said that they wanted to apologize for what has been happening in the comments about all the hate. And she said, my fandom tries to do better, but the blancs are just poisoning it whenever they can, and I'm sorry for it. And honestly, it was kind of a relief, to meet a good blink. And she was very apologetic and she was super sweet. I mean, I encourage you all to go see her Twitter. Again, it's at That's So Jenny number the just one, So anyways, Moose, please know that there are good blinks out there. Never be discouraged when a blink or a blanc tries to break you down, because believe me, your mental health is worth a lot more. And if you feel like that you can't handle, being on the internet, then just log off, Or hey, DM me. My DMs are always open. I mean, I'm DMing one of my besties right now, and we're just having a good time. And I literally, I mean, even as busy as sorry, as busy as I am, my DMs are always open. I'm always checking my phone to see, you know, who's charting with what, seeing how many plays I'm getting on my episodes, which are doing very well, by the way. So thank you for that. And girlies, with that, let's get on with our outro. Hi girlies, and here we are with the outro. Now, did you like what you heard? Of course you did. Now, you have to let me know, what did you think of the episode? Did you think that blinks are to blame? Do you think blonks are terrible? Moose, what do you feel about the Blackpink community in general? And blinks, if you were staying tuned, what do you think about the Moo community? Who is to blame here? How did this feud start? Now, of course, if you want to tell me your opinions, you gotta know where to find me. Follow me at my Twitter at WhatARadRadish to find the latest and greatest. Usually I'm always tweeting something funny, so stay tuned. And if you want to also find me somewhere else, I am also on Instagram. Follow me at official_MamamooGossipCorner. Usually I'm just there to upload any podcast that I'm doing, but usually if you really want to get in touch with me, follow me on Twitter and DM me. Do you want to be on the podcast? Of course you do. Now, usually if I'm having a partner on, I'd like them to introduce a topic that probably I wasn't about to discuss, but I'm always usually very good at bouncing off of other people. So if you want to be on, have a subject ready and we'll discuss it in the DMs. Now, girlies, this is where I'm going to leave you. So I'll see you around in the next episode. Bye!